When we think of beverage pairings with meals, I think we often think about wine first, I would bet most of us do. But there are a lot of delicious combinations of food and beer as well. And I think especially now with all the great craft beers that we are having being made here in Wisconsin and elsewhere, lots of different great combinations. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're going to have fun talking with Lucy Saunders. Lucy is the author of Dinner in the Beer Garden. She's authored many books. It's really fun to have her back, and I'm really liking her book. It's Dinner in the Beer Garden. Lucy, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Larry. It's great to be back here on WPR.
I tell you what, you've written a lot of different books about beer and food, haven't you?
I do. I love the taste of beer, and so I think it goes so well with so many different kinds of food. So four cookbooks, and this is Dinner in the Beer Garden.
And we've had fun with every one of them, I think, or we've talked about every one. You say that Dinner in the Beer Garden isn't about traditional beer garden fare. It's a cookbook for people who like carrots and kale, as well as butter and fish and chocolate and cheese.
It's true. I think there are more people who are doing the Meatless Monday and eating vegetarian a couple times a week. And I'm certainly part of that crowd. And I thought, I haven't seen a cookbook about pairing beer with vegetables and fresh produce. Then the other incentive for writing the book was joining a community-supported agriculture program and getting boxes and boxes of vegetables every week and figuring out what to do with them and how to pair them with beer.
Isn't that amazing, the CSAs? I mean, as an aside, I mean, you wind up, you're looking at, how am I going to eat all these? But you know what?
You figure
they
it out.
They all disappear.
It's true. It's
they
true.
They all disappear. Well, I tell you, what goes into choosing the right beer for a meal?
Well, think about your ingredients, and you think about the seasonings, and also your mood. That's an important part of it. It's the whole experience. And that's one reason why I wrote Dinner in the Beer Garden, is because I think being outdoors in the summertime is something everybody in Wisconsin wants to enjoy.
Yeah.
And the more time that you can create a wonderful experience of enjoying beer with fresh food outdoors and making it a complete experience, that is adds to the enjoyment immeasurably. And then in terms of details into styles, think about the spices and seasonings that you're using.
Yeah.
So that's the big bridge, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I love the play on words, Dinner in the Beer Garden.
Yes.
You know, the garden, because the beer gardens, but then this is the garden of vegetables.
It's true. It's true. Garden of eating and wonderful craft beer. And, you know, brewers themselves are having more fun using fruits and herbs and spices in their beers. So sometimes that's the bridge in terms of making the pairing.
And we're having a real renaissance in hops and growing hops in this state. We used to be a huge hops state, then kind of went away because of disease issues. And now there are some really smart people who are doing a great job of growing hops, but also teaching others how to do it the right way.
It's true. Gorst Valley Hops are doing a lot of consulting with brewers in terms of how to grow them. And then the bonus of having hops being grown in state is that you can harvest them and add them to the beer while they're still green, and that's called a wet hop beer. And those fresh hop beers have so many bright, fresh flavors. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And you're right, Gorse Valley is doing a great job out there. I should give our listeners a chance to join in. If you may have a question, I hope you will join in. Maybe you have a favorite beer or a favorite food pairing to share. Call us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And we have some callers coming up online. Are there some beers that are just, you know, how am I going to pair? They're just hard to pair because they, maybe because they have such a dominant taste? Or...
Yeah, I do think that. I think there are some beers that deserve to be enjoyed on their own. I think certainly some of the barrel-aged barley wines and beers that have a lot of complexity in terms of their flavors Those are ones that you want to sip solo and enjoy. But at the same time, some of the IPAs that are Imperial IPAs or double IPAs that are intensely bitter, I find those challenging to pair with vegetables because vegetables have their own level of bitterness. And instead, I tend to go towards cheeses that have a lot of savory flavors for pairing with an IPA. And that might be the bridge as you make a salad with a mild green, perhaps a, you know, baby sunflower sprouts or something like that that's kind of buttery tasting, and then top it with a savory cheese like grated Parmesan or Asiago cheese, and then enjoy that with your hoppier beer.
I really do like the hoppy beers, too. There's a beer called brewed right here in Madison called Hopalicious.
Yes.
One of my favorite beers.
Yeah.
And now that would go well with cheese, some certain cheeses, would it not?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And there's even a technique that I talk about in the cookbook where you can age cheeses over fresh hops or hop pellets and get the flavors and aromatics of the hops infused into the cheese. And it's a nice way to elevate, you know, if you've got a piece of cheddar that's, you know, maybe not the top quality, you can age it over the hops and add another layer of flavor.
Oh, Lucy Saunders, our guest today. She is the author of Dinner in the Beer Garden. Great to have her along. Thank you so much for listening in. Calls? Give us a question. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Paul from Grays Lake, Illinois, wondered about gluten beer option. The best he's had is from maybe gluten-free.
Gluten-free,
Gluten-free, I'll bet.
Yeah.
The best is he's had is from Lakefront Brewery, but it's still not quite the same.
No, they aren't. And that's because you're missing some of the mouthfeel and the sweetness of the malt. Lakefront's New Grist is the name of that gluten-free beer option. And it's a delicious beer on its own, but it's slightly tangy because it's made with sorghum, so it doesn't have the same kind of fermentables that malt do. There are other gluten-free beer options. I believe Bard's is another, but they're not made here in Wisconsin. So I focus on the New Grist when people ask me. There's also an unusual beer made, I think it's with a combination of sorghum and millet, and that's called Shakparo, and that's from Sprecher Brewery. And to me, it tastes very tropical. There's a little bit of a banana note in the yeast, and I find that would be another option. You can get that at the Sprecher Brewery in Glendale.
That's not one. I have not tried that one.
All right.
And, you know, it's my continuing quest to try every one, every craft beer that's produced here in the state of Wisconsin. Our guest today, Lucy Saunders, and one of the real beer experts here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Joy Cardine, joins us right now.
Thank you, Larry. It's an honor. Great. I'm also, I have a beer bucket list, by the way. So,
well, good. I'm glad you do. I tell you, if you've had a chance to look through the cookbook, you're gonna.
I have, and I'm looking forward to cooking out of the cookbook too, especially some of these recipes. And I love the fact that you are pairing some of these beers with grilled vegetables or with a grilled tomato and cheese sandwich, or some of my favorite foods. I'm a vegetarian.
You're pretty much a vegetarian, so I knew it would be a good book for you. By the way, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. We should probably mention that as well. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine. And, of course, at WPR, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So I hope you'll make your contribution right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And Larry, right now, there is a very special reason to pledge, not only because you love Larry Mueller's show and all of his great guests, and you're going to want to pick up a copy of Dinner in the Beer Garden as a thank you gift, but we also have a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $5,400. And a very generous anonymous match means that Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. It's her way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
So I hope you will give your pledge right now. Get it doubled right now. It's a great opportunity at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You tune to Wisconsin Public Radio for smart conversations about a wide variety of topics. You love listening to Larry Mueller and all of his many wonderful guests giving all sorts of down-to-earth advice and applied science to your practical life at home. Wonderful authors who know how to cook with beer. Because Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio, your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes a world of difference. It makes these discussions possible.
Absolutely. You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an added incentive, we have something really special. It's dinner in the beer garden, and that book is yours when you give $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month. So I hope you'll ask for it right now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And because of the matching, that would turn into a $300 pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Marilyn from Madison, Wisconsin. It's just so much a part of me. I know it's always there for me. It's the only station, I think, that I have practically on my car radio. That and a little classic rock. And when I was on the road going to all the little metropoli as poet laureate in Wisconsin, the towns and villages, it was always there. You know, I never felt like I was out of the loop. It just comes with me every day during my day, sort of like a dog. A very friendly dog. So if you're a listener, why not try to be a sustainer? You won't have to feel one bit guilty anymore for not having done it. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can be proud that you are part of the team.
So I hope you will pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking for your support of WPR during our membership drive this winter. And maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I am going to suggest that $12.50 a month would be the right amount.
$12.50
a month is the $150 pledge that we are asking, and you can, at that level, ask for the thank you gift, the wonderful book that Larry and Lucy are talking about this hour, Dinner in the Beer Garden. And you can have your very own copy of all of these wonderful recipes and pairings with Wisconsin beer. And I understand this book really has a lot of Wisconsin roots, Larry. So.
Oh, it's a wonderful book, and I'm loving all the photography in it too. I'm going to talk with Lucy about the photography in a bit, because it always, to me, a good photography really adds a lot to a cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And she has, she's done it up well here. Well, I want you right now, if you haven't pledged, to make your contribution. When you support Wisconsin Public Radio, you're really supporting the Wisconsin idea to spread the resources of the university across the entire state. You know, and not every state has an idea like that. Not every state has the high-quality programs you enjoy every day on WPR.
Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the many great things about Wisconsin. It's something, I think, to take pride in. So join forces with many other Wisconsinites right now. Make a contribution. Have that contribution doubled, because we have the dollar-for-dollar match going on right now. Make that contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you get that dinner in the beer garden for your pledge of $150 or more, $12.50 a month. It actually turns into $25 a month when you look at it that way.
That's right, because you're doubling it. That's right.
Absolutely.
Giving takes just a couple minutes of your time. We'll want to know your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. You can pay in one lump sum or better yet, think about becoming a monthly sustainer. No matter how you choose to give or how much you give, use the next couple of minutes to support this service that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may have first joined the Wisconsin Public Radio community as a listener tuning in every day, and after a while, it's time to join the community as a donor. So funding the great programs on WPR really is a group effort. I hope you'll do it today.
Yeah, we do this together, one pledge at a time, $1 at a time, and we're inviting you to join right now. You can start with your donation of $5 a month, or you can give us a donation of $12.50 a month. You decide how much to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and I hope you'll do it right now. Get a copy of that Dinner in the Beer Garden from Lucy Saunders.
And get your pledge matched dollar for dollar.
Absolutely. You can do it right now with your phone call. You can also call in with a question or a comment for Lucy as we talk with her about beer and food pairings. What is it about the combination that works for you? Maybe you have a favorite beer or a favorite food. I mentioned Hopalicious is one of my favorites. I like... there's one called Moon Man.
Yes, the Moon Man is a beautiful beer, and it's made by Nuclearis Brewing Company, yeah. And it got its distinctive name, Moon Man, because it was named after the cat. Owned by the brewer. I thought that was so cute. So each bottle has a little paw print on it.
That is a very good beer.
That's a very good beer, and in fact, there's a profile of the Nuclearis Brew. Beer garden. They have a really unusual beer garden at the brewery.
Yes.
Designed for their tours. People walk around and enjoy this incredibly picturesque set of installations to give the sense of being in an old village. It's really amazing how they built this out. And the story of that beer garden is told in the cookbook. So there's between every chapter, there's of recipes. There is a profile of a different beer garden or how to build a better beer garden. And also some of the breweries that are doing really interesting things.
So, I love that part of it, of your book.
Good. Anyway. Telling stories is such a big part of Wisconsin Public Radio, too. That's one of the treats of being on here with you. So thank you.
And tell us more about the book, just the organization of the book. You've got it chapter by chapter, of course, appetizers, beginning with appetizers, as you might expect.
Right. And there's more than 100 recipes in the cookbook, and it runs from appetizers and then cheese, eggs. There's a chapter on fish and seafood, different kinds of greens, noodles and pasta, root vegetables like beets, turnips, squash, and other vegetables, a whole section on grains, rice, and even teff and millet, and sauces and soups, plus a whole big chapter that combines fruits and desserts. Because I think in the summertime, for so many people, a slice of fresh fruit, or even peaches that are just put on the grill and drizzled with a little bit of honey and fresh thyme, that's one of the very easy recipes in the book. And it's got just a gorgeous color photograph. The photography in the book is...
really nice photography.
Thank you. Thank you. I worked with several different wonderful photographers on the cookbook, plus a lot of contributions. The majority of the food recipe photos are by Michael Wessel, who's actually a native of Wisconsin.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. And he grew up in Brookfield. And then another photographer I worked with is in the Chicago area, Jennifer Marks, mm-hmm. and Roger Brown and Galen Emersian, who are from Evanston. So it was the nice thing is that they all had access to beautiful beer gardens.
So the perfect settings.
Yes.
Absolutely. Lucy Saunders, our guest. You can join in too as we talk with her about her book, Dinner in the Beer Garden, and talk about food and beer. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page as well at the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. You know, I just opened the book to any page, frankly, but I opened while you were just finishing what you were saying, and I turned to page 144, Bell's Oberon Ale with avocado and grilled corn salad.
Yes, that is a really easy salad. When you make grilled corn, you always want to throw on a couple of extra ears. So that you can have that corn to make salads. Even you can also make salsas with it, too. The bridge here is a little bit of orange in the dressing.
Yeah.
The Oberon Ale from Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo, it has a fruity, estery character to the yeast.
Yes, it does.
And the hops make it lovely and citrusy, so the orange zest is that bridge ingredient that helps make that pairing work.
So we've got that corn salad, and with it has an orange vinaigrette,
which is easy to make, and you can also, if you feel like it, you can put some of the beer in the dressing, too. I offered lots of choices for using beer as a pairing, but the focus of this book really is on the pairing and the vegetables. It's not so much cooking with beer.
Yeah, you're right, although you have a few.
There's a few recipes, but for me it was a treat because after 20 years of writing about cooking with beer, I focused on pairing, and it was a nice departure for me.
Well, as you mentioned, how easy the orange vinaigrette, it's like a little olive oil, some orange juice, a little orange zest, a clove of garlic, some Dijon mustard, a little bit of salt and pepper, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has that.
Exactly. And the only ingredient that's a little rare to find are toasted pine nuts. And that's just a little bit, but it adds such a good flavor.
Yeah.
You could substitute other nuts as well, or simply go with the roasted flavor that comes from the grilled corn and the accented by crumbled feta and ricotta salata. Easy recipe.
Oh, man. There are, and it's a wonderful recipe. It looks just absolutely wonderful. There are a couple on the questions on the Facebook page, a couple of recipes on the Facebook page that I should mention. We have the malted burnt caramel cream shortcakes.
Yeah, that recipe is features the pairing with Sprecher Black Bavarian, which was one of the classic beers that's brewed in Wisconsin. And it's a very easy recipe. It's a shortcake. And instead of using 100% flour, I use cocoa powder. And so you come up with a very sort of bittersweet, very rich, deep, chocolatey shortcake. And then top it with burnt caramel cream, where you deliberately let the sugar caramelize to the point where it's dark orange and it's got some of those toffee flavors that meld really well with those dark chocolate malts in the beer. So that's a really fun recipe, and you can make it ahead of time. That's what's great about that recipe.
And we also posted the grilled vegetable salad that you paired with the Nuglaris Two Women.
Yeah, the Nuglaris Two Women Lager is a very drinkable example of a continental lager. It's just delightful, and I think it's a very soft, easy drinking, and pairs wonderfully with all those flavors of different vegetables. It even something that's got a bitter edge like eggplant, no problem.
Yeah, that's where did the name come from? Remember the name? Where the name came from?
Yeah, it's a great story. The maltster that helped out with the formulation of this beautiful beer is actually another woman in the brewing industry, Sabine Weyerman, and Deb Carey. Her husband, Dan, was just loved the beautiful Bavarian Pilsner malt that you can get from Weyerman. And so he was determined to make a beautiful Bavarian beer in homage to that malt. And so he named it after his wife and Sabine, and they called it Two Women.
Oh, that's where it came from. Oh, is that story in your book?
It is. It's one of the many sidebars and tips that we have in the book.
Now, I have not seen everything in that book yet, and I'm eager to get back to it. And you write about some of the other. I mean, we've talked about Nuglaris, but you write about some of the other breweries too. And
I do.
And do you have some favorites?
I think always the answer if you're a beer writer is the beer in my hand is my current favorite.
Yeah.
But I also think that there's so many great Wisconsin breweries. I mean, just we have such a beautiful beer culture here in the state, and the breweries that are promoting tourism and visitation, it's a great trend.
Our guest today, Lucy Saunders, she is the author of many, many books, including Dinner in the Beer Garden. That's what we're talking with her about today. You can join in, too. Is there a brewery or a beer or a beer garden that you particularly enjoy? I'd love to hear about it. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Maybe you've got a favorite beer, a craft beer that you like, and I bet Lucy can probably give you some suggestions on what to pair it with. That'd be another thing you could think about. 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We had some calls from listeners. For homebrewers, have you brewed a beer to go with a specific meal?
I think homebrewers have definitely brewed specific beers to go with a specific meal.
I wondered if you had.
Oh, I'm not a homebrewer, believe it or not. I buy my beer. There's so many great beers available from Wisconsin breweries that I support the brewing industry in a big way.
You know, I'm the same way.
I just love I love shopping for the different beers too. I love going into the store and seeing the labels. But I'll tell you, one of the benefits for homebrewers is that you can design a beer specifically for your tastes and create something very special for an event, an anniversary.
I can tell you that we have within one block of my home, there is a guy who makes unbelievably good beer in his basement. And so if there's a community event, he always brings some.
Oh, that's a treat.
It's something. We've got another block party coming. That means we're going to have some more of that homemade beer. And it's really, he's really, really good at it. So,
and that is what makes the difference. And, you know, we've been lucky here in Wisconsin because we've had stores like Northern Brewer that support the community locally. There's a Madison homebrew supply shop. So I think being able to get those good ingredients makes a big difference.
Well, we can take some calls here. Maybe we should take a call. Mike in Verona. Let's go to Mike in Verona, who just got on here. Mike, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning. I have the pleasure of driving all around the state these days. The company I'm working for, we're actually publishing a brewery distillery guide to Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
And the hardest part about this job is, because I've always loved microbrewery, is I'm driving the company vehicle and I can't sample. But I've been definitely taking some six packs, and I always have an empty growler bottle or two. And it's just, it is really neat to see how these breweries are providing jobs and, you know, good local products, and with the cheese pairings, I mean, it's really a good thing for not just our local economy in these towns, but also for tourism in general.
Yeah,
it's true, and it's something that gives you a taste of a place. And if you love beer as we do, it's just one of those enjoyable things that you can do. Now, I don't drink and drive either. So what I do is I buy a growler or a six-pack assorted at a brewery and take it home, and my husband is very grateful for that. We get to try the samples once we get home.
You know what? We have a beer fridge because my wife really enjoys beer too, and at any one time we'll have maybe 20 different types of beer in that beer fridge.
That's great.
We're popular in the neighborhood, I can tell you that for free. I sit on the front porch in the summertime and people stop by and we have some beer. And one of the people, speaking of stopping by, Joy Cardine just stopped by.
But I want to stop by your porch and have one of those beers, Larry. But no, I'm looking forward to that in the summer, yes. And I'm here to let you know that We are looking for 31 more pledges between now and the top of the hour to reach our goal. And the dollar for dollar match is still in effect right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is a great time to pledge, because for every dollar you give, an anonymous donor will donate an additional dollar. It's a way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So take advantage of this challenge grant. They don't come by every hour. Double the impact of your pledge right now by giving to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and you heard something that maybe it stopped you in your tracks, something that was really interesting? And you know what? We strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain, programs that affect your life. You know, and that kind of radio happens only with your financial support. So I hope you'll go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And remember, not only will you double your pledge with your pledge this hour, you can choose dinner in the beer garden as your thank you gift for your pledge of $150. That's $12.50 a month. So your pledge supports the programs, and you'll enjoy this book. I'm going to have to consider the pledge during your hour, Larry, because I want this book. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening. But when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Miller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Lorraine, thank you so much for your comments. And now what about you as you listen to Lorraine? I hope you'll go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this winter membership drive. Larry Miller here. With Joy Cardine, we are asking for your support of WPR, your gift, $10, $15, maybe it's $12.50 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And whatever amount you choose, it will be matched because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. So that gift of $50 turns into $100 or $100 turns into $200. You get the idea. Take advantage of this match to make your gift go even further in paying for the programs you value. Get your pledge match dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and certainly we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, of course, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
Your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes, and in return, you'll get so much back. I hope you'll consider a donation.
Hey,
how about $100 a month?
Hey, that works. That comes down to less than $4 a day. It makes all of the talk and news and music and entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
Time flies, and maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to WPR. We're asking you to keep your membership active.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of other services that you rely on, like the telephone or the internet. Renew your support of WPR now with an ongoing monthly gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. We still have a ways to go to reach that. And you know what? when the contest or when the event is over, when the hour goes by, that's it. We lose the money.
Right. We want to reach that $5,400 mark. And I think what's going on here, Larry, is sometimes people wait until the very end of the hour because I don't know why some people procrastinate. I do all the time. So don't procrastinate. That dollar for dollar match, I think, is going to be used up before the end of the hour. And that means that you'd like to double your impact right now. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But I think the most attractive reason to pledge is for this book, Dinner in the Beer Garden.
Yeah.
I am looking at a dessert recipe here that a chocolate Bock beer or chocolate stout makes an ideal complement to strawberries and cream. And I am going to do that. There's also a stout chocolate sauce recipe in here to make with one of those beers. So if you love chocolate and you love beer and you love dessert and you love Wisconsin Public Radio and Larry Mueller, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it right now, as a matter of fact. Well, Lucy Saunders is with us, and she's got lots of great things to tell us about beer. And you know what? Jack and Eau Claire has a very interesting question, I think. Jack, hi.
Hi. I currently have a garage filled with Girl Scout cookies my daughter has not sold. And I thought, what would be a good beer, if we had a beer tasting party for Girl Scout cookies, would there be suggestions to go with Thin Mints or S'mores or the other one?
Oh, that's fun. We've done that kind of party before with different kinds of desserts. My recommendation is to actually set out four or five, maybe even six different beer styles, ranging from a Hefeweizen that's got some citrusy elements that might go with one of the coconut cookies or the butter cookies, to a coffee stout. You know, there's a number of different breweries that make stout or even porters with that. And then one of my real favorites from Tyranina Brewing Company is the barrel-aged brown ale, Rocky's Revenge.
Oh, that's a good one.
That would be lovely with some of the shortbread and possibly even the Thin Mints, you know, adding that little vanilla kind of smoky edge to the Thin Mint. That might be tasty. It really depends on your palate. And then because Girl Scout cookies are kind of small, I'd set out small tasting glasses and everybody could get a little sample of different ones and not have to commit to a full pint because
that's
they're going to be
idea.
You're going to be tasting several different cookies.
Yeah, I
like we'll have to try that out.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, and hope you'll support WPR because it's a beautiful thing to be here. I love being on the Larry Mueller Show and getting to talk about beer and food. And it was so easy for me to sign up. I did it by phone and gave my credit card over the phone. It took me less than 5 minutes to sign up for being a supporter.
You are a peach. You are a peach. Thank you. Jack, thank you. And, of course, Lucy, thank you for your contribution here today, not only to being on the show, but also your financial contribution. I really appreciate it. I love that, pairing with Girl Scout cookies. And I like your idea of the smaller glasses, not shot glass, a little bigger than that. But
well, if you're one of the people who loves to support the Great Taste of the Midwest, the premier event of the Madison Homebrewers and Tasting Guild, they have a great set of glasses that they give away every year as if you sign up for those tickets. And I have quite a collection. So those are just about the perfect size.
They are. And I've got a pretty good collection myself of those. We could go together and have probably have quite a few people over. Paula in Green Bay. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, and thank you. And I have to tell you, I'm very bummed that we already pledged because we need this book.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Definitely.
You know, it's actually in very limited distribution. And that's one of the reasons to pledge because it's an all Wisconsin book. It was actually written in Milwaukee. The pages were designed in Madison. The book was printed in Stevens Point. And I'm self-distributing it and to places where beer is supported. So,
well, live in Green Bay. We'll track this down.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to like it. You're going to like it, Paula. No doubt about it.
All right. Well, the question my husband and I have, we like dark beers. We like beers that have a little body to them. And the best porter we have found is Oso Night Train.
That's a beautiful beer, and that they're a very exceptional brewery. They have wonderful water and do a lot with the different beer styles, and really have pushed the envelope, if you'll say, for creating some wonderful distinctive beers. The Night Train Porter, I would think, would go well with something that's grilled, and because the porter's got a little bit of that roasty edge, I would suggest a salad with grilled endive or grilled romaine lettuce.
I like that.
Topped with some toasted pistachios and then a creamy dressing with a little garlic and chive and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, that sounds good. Doesn't that sound good, Paula?
That may be supper tonight.
Okay.
It's true.
You can do those grilled vegetables on a skillet, on a stovetop, or under the broiler, too.
Yep. No doubt about it. Paula, thank you so much. Our guest today, Lucy Saunders, author of Dinner in the Beer Garden. I'm Larry Mueller, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
There are 50,000 individuals and families who contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to their investment, you can hear your favorite programs and discover new ones all over Wisconsin and beyond. Thank you.
Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, taking a look at Dinner in the Beer Garden today. That's the book written by Lucy Saunders, and we're having a lot of fun talking about all the great foods that you can pair with beer. You may have some questions about it, or maybe you've got some suggestions. Give us a call at 800-642-1234, email at talk@wpr.org, or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. We have Crystal in Humbert with a question. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
All I'm calling to tell you about the brewery down in Potosi, Wisconsin, southwest corner, right on the Mississippi.
Yes.
It was a growing and going brewery when I was in high school in the 50s. And I'm not telling you how old I am, but anyway, they have restored it. The Historical Society, I believe, restored it. And they have a restaurant and bar. They have like a little museum, I think, upstairs. And there's also on the downstairs, there's a place where you can look through this, I guess it's plexiglass or whatever, and it shows what the cave looked like and some of the old-time things that they used to make the beer.
Yeah, and Lucy, I have not been down there yet, but Lucy, have you
been there? It's a wonderful destination, and you know, it's done so much for the town of Potosi, reviving that brewery. They've are expanding their beer garden, so I'm very excited to come and see that new beer garden. I haven't been there in 2 years, so that's just gone in. Then the other thing is they do a lot of some what I consider some of the more drinkable styles of beer. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there's those of us who really love hops, and there are those of us who really love the exotics with all the spices and everything. But they make some very classic, easy drinking Wisconsin beers like the cave malt beer. I think
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah
yeah. So congratulations, and I'm so glad that you have that vivid memory of Potosi and can see it now revived and doing really well.
The old what did they have for their marketing was good old Potosi. that's what they called it. Crystal, thank you. Tim and Madison, hi. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hello. I just tuned in. Fantastic show. And one of the things I want to mention, I grew up in Ireland and was used to drinking good beer there and had traveled to Germany. But then in 85, on my way over to the U.S., I was halfway across the Atlantic, 35,000 feet up in the air, and I heard the most horrifying news I've ever heard. And the guy next to me on his way back to the U.S., he said, "The beer in America is horrible." But since then, it has come a long, long ways. But someone had called about porter, and Larry, you had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, Gail Ambrosia from
yes.
Gail Ambrosia's Chocolates. Her chocolates are just delicious with Tommy's Porter or a couple of other porters. It's like they were meant to be together.
That's true. And that's Tommy's Porter from Lake Louie Brewing Company, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, it's that's a fabulous one. And I think any beer that's got that sort of roasty coffee edge is just going to be a seamless match with all those fermented flavors in cocoa. Because as you know, the cocoa bean is fermented and then sun-dried and roasted. So there is that period of developing flavors that are complex and fruity and, you know, depending on the variety, can really have a slightly acidic finish that goes so well with beer.
And her chocolates are second to none.
Oh, they're outstanding. And, you know, she's done demonstrations and tastings at the Great Taste of the Midwest, too. She's always welcome there to bring her chocolates.
Could I make a comment, too, about the temperature that people usually serve porter? They usually serve it too cold, usually between 45 and 55 degrees is a good temperature. And I think the American palate is pretty much trained to drink beer ice cold. Yeah.
And I think that's partly because of beer dispense. One of the challenges for draft service in the United States is that people are dealing with a set of code about maintaining their lines, and it's so much easier to have clean beer if it's kept very cold. And so that's one reason why sometimes what I'll do is I'll order a glass of a porter or a stout, and maybe I'll just get a glass of water on the side and drink that for a few minutes and let that beer open up and get to room temperature so that I can have that aromatics and all of the flavor sensations that come through the aroma that is missing if the beer is ice cold. So you're completely right.
And Tim, thank you so much for calling. Lucy Saunders, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.
Here's a look at what's coming up this afternoon here on the Ideas Network. At 12:30 on Chapter a Day, Carl Schmidt reads from The Land Remembers by Ben Logan, a charming memoir about growing up on a farm in southwest Wisconsin. After 1, Kathleen Dunn and her guest look at the John Doe investigation involving Governor Scott Walker. And after 2, Kathleen's guest physician offers 5 steps to prevent and reverse heart disease.
We talk about issues in the news and topics that improve the quality of our lives.
Wait a second. I thought I lived in a democracy. I thought that I had rights. But most of those rights, or many of them, have been taken away from us, or we voluntarily have handed them over.
I want these kids off of my lawn, and I want it to stop sleeting and snowing. Those are the only 2 things that I ask right now.
Add your voice to the mix of lively guests with different perspectives.
The Joy Cardine Show, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio. Support for WPR comes from Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau, offering snow-covered trails for skiing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and more. Trail conditions, maps, and lodging information at haywardlakes.com. Support also comes from Madison College Continuing Education, dedicated to career enhancement and empowering employees, now offering home inspector courses. More information is available at madisoncollege.edu/keeplearning.
And we are right in the midst of our winter membership drive. My guest today, Lucy Saunders, author of Dinner in the Beer Garden. And we're joined by Joy Cardine to help us remind you that your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. We'll get back to our guests in a few minutes, but We gotta get some money.
Hey, Larry, I've got some good news and some good news. We have met the $5,400 dollar for dollar match. So, yay to you, listeners! You've all doubled your money, and your pledge goes even further now, thanks to the anonymous donor and to you. So, the dollar for dollar match is over for now. But the other good news is that we still have some copies Dinner in the Beer Garden.
Yes, we do.
Just to meet our goal, and I hope exceed our goal, Larry, we just need 6 more pledges to meet the goal for this hour.
And 6 more pledges at $150. That'd be wonderful if we could do it at 1-888-202-2552. That's the number to call. You could also go pretty easily to WPR.org. Your support is so important. You know, when it comes to the Ideas Network, the expression talk is cheap doesn't hold true. First of all, on the Ideas Network, you get high-quality conversations.
And second of all, these conversations are not free. It does take a lot of resources to get all of these discussions on the air.
And that's where you come in. You enjoy this high-quality talk, and you support it by making your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Now we're down to five to go.
Oh, there we go. Five to go, and about 5 minutes through the news anyway. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge helps pay for the programs that you value. Ask for dinner in the beer garden as your thank you gift when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay for programs that you hear every day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like listening to WPR because I learned so much. You never really stop learning. Being a sustainer for Wisconsin Public Radio makes my husband and I both feel like we're members of a big, wonderful family. My husband and I discussed it. He says, like the Barefoot Contessa, how easy is that? I think Wisconsin Public Radio is important because it makes you think outside the box. I tend to have a narrow vision, and listening to public radio has opened up my eyes and my ears and my mind to all that can be and all that is. I'm Pat Steers. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I enjoy very much being a WPR sustainer, and I know you will too.
And I know you will too. I agree with her. You can make your contribution right now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. You could join Nick from Fort Atkinson. He says, I'm very much enjoying dinner in the beer garden right now. I'm proud to be a WPR member. Isn't that great? Yeah, I love that. Teresa from Wisconsin Rapids said, I enjoy the diversity of topics that we have.
And we have a wide variety of topics. And Larry Mueller has some of your favorite topics from wildlife to gardening to computers to food and beer. Dinner in the beer garden is the thank you gift for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can pay for that in installments at $12.50 a month and become a sustainer to Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge now either for $150 or whatever amount is good for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's really one of the great things you can do with a few minutes of your time. All we need really is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. But, you know, if you've been thinking about it, here we are. We still have three to go, Joy.
Three to go, and just the news. So won't you be one of those three to help us reach the goal for this hour? It's important to stay on track. Ask for dinner in the beer garden as your thank you gift when you give $150 or more to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now. Well, whether it's a pale ale or a porter or a rich country lager, there's a beer for just about everybody, every palate, and with a lot of thought, or maybe just a little thought, on how to combine flavors, you can make a wonderful beverage and delicious meal even better. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Lucy Saunders, my guest, is the author of Dinner in the Beer Garden. She did a lot of research, tough research, I'm sure, to come up with these wonderful pairings. And really, just to go back so people are just tuning in, a real emphasis on veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And cheeses and, well, fish and...
Fresh and local.
Fresh and local.
Yeah.
And then pairing some great beers with each one.
including beers for breakfast. Did you know that it's possible to enjoy certain beer styles with brunch?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I get asked that question a lot. It's kind of a funny question, and it's sort of like, what beer would you have with the eggs?
Yeah.
And I have a recipe for...
You have some good egg recipes.
There's a whole chapter on egg recipes, because I think beer with brunch is actually pretty sensible. It's not as high in alcohol as some of the other options. And it can be very refreshing with a sparkling effervescence to kind of cut through that creaminess of the eggs. So one of my favorites is a tomato eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce. And that actually goes really well with a spotted cow from New Glarus, which is one of those.
I love that.
That is a completely Wisconsin beer. Mm-hmm. And just like this cookbook is a completely Wisconsin cookbook, all made in Wisconsin. I just think that's a really nice pairing. It would also, however, if you wanted a contrast, you could try something like, we were just talking about how wonderful the Sweet Mullets beer is, that jalapeno beer from Mark Duchow.
That is so good. Sweet Mullets, and he's at Oconomowoc. Right?
He's in Oconomowoc, right. And
I love that.
That jalapeno beer would also be really good with the tomato eggs Benedict.
Oh, and I'm telling you, I opened the book up, and you know, the first time I opened the book up, you know, sort of opened it up kind of in the middle, and I opened it to the picture of the baby spinach, mushroom, and pepper cup eggs, and it looks so, so good. And then I turned the page, and there sits the tomato eggs Benedict with hollandaise, and that really, really looks good.
Oh, good. Yeah, and you know, all of these recipes... we did the food styling ourselves, and it's real food. It's not food that has had photographs that it had been made with glue sauce or, you know, shortening mashed potatoes or whatever. And we all enjoyed the meals after we finished the photography. So nothing went to waste.
Oh, I can see. Oh,
very much a beer budget project.
You know, that sweet mullet, though, that pepper, that jalapeno pepper, that would go well. Really go well.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry in Madison has a comment. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. I wanted to let you know about a brand new brewery in Madison. It's called Mobcraft. Mob as in, either the Cosa Nostra or a big group of people. And craft as in, you know, craft project. And they just started in June, and they are very good with food pairings. And you just mentioned the jalapeno beer. They have made a beer in the past with ghost peppers, which are really, really strong.
Oh.
And the current one available right now is Mayan chocolate chili, I think.
Ooh.
And what they do is they have a new beer every month. It's made by voting, which is where the mob comes in.
Mm-hmm.
They choose. So anyway, they've been at the Great Taste of the Midwest. They've been at the big one in Colorado.
Oh, the Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right, yeah. And they have a different beer available every month. And it's just a really neat concept, and they don't even have their own place yet. They're so new, but they're getting rave reviews everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen some really good reviews, and I haven't tried them yet, unfortunately. I don't know why.
But this is inspiring, because I feel like the more breweries that tap into the immense range of flavors that are available. American brewers are some of the most creative, and Wisconsin breweries are...
We have some really, really good breweries here.
We do. We're blessed. We are blessed.
One of their more recent beers is Chocolate Banana Stout.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the Elvis special. Yeah. Just have to add peanut butter somehow.
I'll have to make that remark on their website. It's www.mobcraftbeer.com.
Well, that's very cool. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. I want to give Reed in Clintonville a chance to join in, too. Hi, Reed.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Or, no, afternoon. The other night, Friday night, my wife and our youngest son and I went to Pigeon River Brewery in Marion, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And my wife and son drink beer. I don't, but they said that they made some absolutely spectacular craft beers. And they have a the fish fry is amazing, but they have a hamburger, which I had, with their own special seasonings, and it was outstanding. So outstanding beers, and craft beers, and a really superb hamburger.
So a Pigeon River Brewery, and located in where?
Marion, Wisconsin.
Oh, Marion. Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
That's great. And I think it's so fun to be able to travel around the state and go to these different breweries. Yeah. And there are some, such as the Brewery Creek in Mineral Point, that actually have added an inn.
Yes.
And so that you can have a B&B experience. And those are, that's such fun.
And then you're not going anywhere. You can sit right there.
Exactly. And safely enjoy and sample. And it's really been an anchor, I think, for Mineral Point tourism to have that there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it was probably just a year ago we were saying, oh, my goodness, we have 65 or so craft breweries in Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
No.
It's more than that.
Way more than that. Over the last year, there's been a huge influx, and that's all to the good.
Yeah, it is all to the good. I think the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, which is the trade association that represents the small brewers of Wisconsin, I think they've got, I think, close to 75 industry and brewing members. And then I think they've got an additional a couple hundred who are Wibbles. Wibbles are, it's a cute name for the Wisconsin beer lovers, W-I-B-L.
We're all Wibbles.
Exactly. We're Wibbles here. So they have a festival, too, over Father's Day weekend in Glendale. And those, what's interesting is that restaurants that are in the area are all paired with different breweries. And so the chefs get samples of the beer, and they come up with different pairings. So as you enjoy this beer festival, you're actually rotating through, walking through different kiosks where you can get the food pairings and beer together.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
At Bayshore Mall. Yeah, it's fun.
And when is it?
It's Father's Day weekend. I believe it's June, is it June 15th this year?
Oh, of course. Yeah. The perfect time
that
to do
Saturday,
it.
That Saturday. You can find out about it on the Wisconsin Brewers Guild website.
I wonder if the Milwaukee Brewers are playing that day. That would be quite the weekend.
It would be. It would be an amazing weekend. Baseball, beer, and food.
Yeah, Father's Day? What the heck? I love it. Give us a call with your questions at 800-642-1234. We'd love to hear from you. Somebody else, you mentioned Spotted Cow and what it was good with, but somebody else is wondering, what goes best with Spotted Cow from New Glarus?
Well, as I said, I like things that are a little on the lighter side when I'm pairing it with a lighter beer in general. But I think that beer just goes wonderfully with a grilled vegetable salad. It's such an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
It is. Very easy and very good.
Yeah, I really do like Spotted Cow. It's sort of their flagship beer in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that and the Fat Squirrel are two of the most popular beers. But it's certainly iconic because you can't get Spotted Cow anyplace except in Wisconsin, and that the cookbook is pretty much an all Wisconsin book. So I love the fact that we were printed here.
And you feature some beer garden festivals, too. We talked about a few festivals, but you feature quite a few of them, right?
Well, one of the nicest festivals is, there's some breweries that have really historic beer gardens.
Yeah.
Like the Shell Brewery in, let's venture across the border and talk about them. The August Shell Brewing Company has a 19th century installed beer garden that they've maintained for more than 100 years, and the grounds are really amazing. And there's also some different botanical gardens that will do beer festivals. The Chicago Botanical Garden has one, Atlanta Botanical Garden.
Oh.
So I'm thinking that some of the botanical gardens here in Wisconsin need to get on board with beer and cheese and do a festival or a tasting. So
I've got some good friends up in the Green Bay area. You know that Green Bay Botanical Garden?
Yeah.
Do a nice beer. If you're listening.
We're dreaming about summertime here.
might not be a bad thing to do, to think about a beer festival at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. I can think of somebody who might be there. His hand is up right now. Oh, Andrew and Eau Claire, your turn. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just called to tell you guys about a really good brewery here in Eau Claire. It's called Lazy Monk Brewery, and they just brew the most amazing dark beer. It's called Bohemian Dark Lager.
Ooh.
And I always drink dark beers. I consider that my favorite. I consider myself a connoisseur of beers. And it is by far the darkest, most flavorful beer I have ever had. And I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and I'll take my comments up here.
Oh, Lazy Monk Brewery. Now, I don't know that one.
I have not been to Eau Claire, I have to say. I am behind. I need to make a trip to Eau Claire because there are so many great restaurants and breweries that are opening up in the area.
Yeah, there are a lot of good ones up there.
Yep.
And in the area, too.
Yep, yeah,
it
is.
Not only in Eau Claire.
So now we have a reason, the Lazy Monk.
The Lazy Monk. I like that. I like that idea. We have... I should mention I did mention it earlier, but just to re-mention that we have a couple of your recipes from Dinner in the Beer Garden up on my Facebook page. The grilled vegetable salad that you suggested pairing with Nuclearis's Two Women. And what was the other one?
I think it's the burnt caramel cream and chocolate malt shortcakes.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And that's so, so decadent.
Well, I had fun creating that pairing. The burnt caramel cream is really the bridge, along with that cocoa and the shortcake. It's just a super easy recipe. You can make it ahead of time. And then in summertime, since we're dreaming about summer now, you can pair it with all kinds of fresh fruit, like sliced strawberries or nectarines.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. You know, these little... What do they call them? Not oranges. They're the little ones that peel so easy that are kind of like nectarines.
Clementines.
Good clementines this year. And we could pair some good, a light beer with the clementines in there.
I think that would be good. But you could also pair beer with clementines dipped in chocolate sauce.
Yes. Yes.
There's a very easy recipe for a stout chocolate sauce.
Oh, and it's in your book.
Yeah, it's in the book. Isn't that amazing? And it's so easy that I can just tell you the recipe. It's 8 ounces of chopped chocolate, and I use a fairly bittersweet chocolate, something about 60% cocoa solids, and 1 cup of heavy cream. And, you know, we are so lucky in Wisconsin. We get such fabulous cream. Then you can use 4 ounces of your favorite stout. This recipe was given to me by Roseanne Finkel of Pike Brewing in Seattle. So she uses their 5X stout. But you can you use another stout that's kind of dry. And then a real vanilla extract. That just adds the little bit extra. And it's so easy. You just melt all those ingredients together.
Oh, and you have a you're on Facebook, and you have a website too, don't you?
Yeah, actually, Facebook is Dinner in the Beer Garden. That's just the name of the Facebook page. Isn't that easy? And I'm hoping people will like it and then find out more about the events that I'll be doing around the state in supporting the cookbook, which was printed here in Stevens Point, Wisconsin at Warzala, which is employee owned.
And I think we've got a link to my Facebook page to your pages.
Oh, that's good. we're connected.
Lucy Saunders, author of Dinner in the Beer Garden. It's so much fun talking with her about beer. And it's always fun talking with Joy Cardine as well, who joins us. Thanks to everyone who's a sustainer here in our membership drive, who's already contributed. WPR relies on listeners like you. Your support is the single largest piece of the budget. So if you haven't given yet, now is the time at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-2552.
And Larry, I am happy to report that we did exceed the goal in the last hour. 56 listeners pledged. Thank you so much for those pledges. The goal is to get 20 pledges by 12:30, and we are on our way.
Got seven.
These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on. So help us meet the goal and help us exceed that goal with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have been enjoying the conversations with Lucy Saunders about her book, Dinner in the Beer Garden. And I think this is an example of the kind of fun and interesting conversations that we have on this show.
Now take a few minutes to make this program and many, many more possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can join me and get a copy of Dinner in the Beer Garden when you make a contribution of $150. That's $12.50 a month. Your donation supports the program you count on, and you can also get this nice thank you gift. So pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
In just 1 month on the Ideas Network, there are hundreds of discussions. When you support WPR with a pledge, you're essentially making all of those conversations possible. Take a simple but powerful step right now and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, there's about 250 weekdays in a year, and I'll probably do 400 topics over the course of a year. And you, of course, are the champion.
I have three hours. But Larry, I would say that you've probably hosted 4 billion discussions on the Ideas Network. You've been here long enough. But they have been really interesting. And I've heard about 2 billion of them. So I love the Larry Mueller Show. And I love listening to Larry and his great guests. He always has a great rapport with his guests. It's always information that that I can use, that I value, that makes my mouth water, like Dinner in the Beer Garden, the discussion today. And you can thank Larry and his producer, Judith Sears-Poisson, with your pledge and get this wonderful thank you gift for a $12.50 a month pledge or $150, Dinner in the Beer Garden, with all of these fantastic. And what I think is really great about the book, too, is that they are really healthy plant-based recipes for the most part, and they are, I mean, everything from soup to nuts to dessert to really, really good stuff. And not just using beer in the cooking, but pairing the dishes with the perfect beer. It's just wonderful. So if you are interested, do make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm John Nevins from Janesville, Wisconsin, and today I'd like to just share a little bit about why public radio means something to me. As a young boy, I listened to the radio quite a bit because we didn't have television. And I remember laying many times on a Saturday morning in front of the radio and listening to the programming and imagining that I was with the Lone Ranger or with whoever it was that was on the radio. And my parents forbid me to listen to the Green Hornet, but we used to sneak off and do it anyway.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Today I don't have to sneak off at all. I listen to it daily in the kitchen as I fix breakfast in the morning and at noon when I'm fixing dinner. It's a very special part of my life, and I am very, very proud to be a member of WPR and to be here today to share that thanks with the organization.
You can make your pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. If it's going to be $10, I'd go $12.50 for sure. $12.50 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-252.
Okay, halfway there. 10 pledges to go to make our goal by 12:30. Okay. That is certainly doable with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs that you count on all year long.
Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is really right now, last couple of minutes of the show here. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Remember that you can get dinner in the beer garden for your pledge of $150 a year or more, or a pledge of $12.50 a month to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, we don't expect any one person or even any 100 people to carry the cost of this program. In fact, there's an advantage to having the bulk of our budget come from thousands of listeners like you.
And when we have that wide base of support, it makes for a more stable organization. So join in and become a member. You decide the amount. $5 a month is a great starting place. If you've been listening for a while and if you want the book, Dinner in the Beer Garden, consider that pledge at $12.50 a month. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And after you've made your donation to WPR, another way you can help is to tell your friends and family as well.
Yeah, that's right. Whether you use social media, you can call them up. You can mention it when you see them. You probably already do. Did you hear what Larry was talking about today? Just letting them know what you support and that you support Wisconsin Public Radio supports Wisconsin Public Radio. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Tell a friend. Let your friends know how good it feels when you support a station you enjoy every day.
That's WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks for listening.